We're going to start talking about some of the specific skills within those broader functions.
Again, taken from actual job descriptions here at Harvard.
So as we were just starting to say about human resources, performance management, right? What does performance management mean? It's a pretty broad topic. Some people call it talent management nowadays. That's kind of the new jargon and the new lingo. But really all that performance management means is helping the people who work for you be the best that they can be. And that's consistent, again, with the school's mission. And every individual requires different kinds of strokes and different kinds of assistance to be the best that they can be. People will need help with some of their technical skills, so knowing how to provide that to folks, and knowing how to help motivate them and provide the resources they need to be successful. And giving those reviews, that's fun, huh? Does everybody look forward to their review every year?
I'm curious.
Guys do ongoing reviews?
Do you once a year at Harvard? Or is it different from school to school? Or is it once a year?
Once a year. Okay, and that's pretty standard. The ideal is obviously to have ongoing communication between a manager and the employees, but you know it doesn't always happen that regularly and that formally. The formal evaluation usually happens once a year. So being able to do that and do it comfortably and have good information to share, being observant and noticing what it is that people do well and noticing where people need help. That's
or
really
it could be being able to write about it. Because not only you have to deliver the message, you'll have to sit with the individual, but also write about it in such a way that is very succinct, positive. Or if you have to give somebody some tough love, be able to do that in a nice way without getting angry. An art to write these.
Compensation is another area that you would need to understand. And most organizations, and including Harvard, you have a graded structure. So there is a lot of information that you need to understand to know where jobs get classified. And I used to do this in my first life when working for the Hay Group, which does job classification. Anybody familiar with Hay Points? Anybody been through that process? Okay. Job content, knowing what's required of a job in terms of technical skill, in terms of problem-solving kinds of ability, what kind of accountability a position has, and where do those positions fit, and how should they be rewarded within a certain classification. Understanding benefits, understanding what it is that is offered to people, you know, what kinds of flexibility do you have, understanding all of this stuff. You know, what do you need to do in order to recruit and retain good people? Compliance with regulatory issues. There's the Americans with Disabilities Act. There's the Fair Labor Standard. I mean, there are a lot of things that you need to understand from an HR perspective to make sure that you're not inadvertently discriminating on any level. Those are all things you need to be really aware of. And ultimately, training and development. How do you help your people grow? Again, these apply both here and elsewhere.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, any position, a director or manager level, where you have human resources as part of your responsibilities, all of these would be important. The other thing, and to show you how the operation thing folds over, it's who to call about benefits. It's who to call about if I wanted to, let's say, take a grade 14, make it a grade 18, how to do that. So that working knowledge of that, or if it's a big enough department, having somebody, your lieutenant or associate or assistant director that can help you with that or knows that would be critical. If you were to put together, let's say, a job description, how to write it the proper way to meet the university's requirements, okay, or how to upgrade that accordingly and understand that. And what is the hiring cycle? How long will it take? Who should be on the committee? Those are operational roles within an HR function. It goes back to one of those skills.